Proclamation number 8706 of 23rd of December, 1963. Redemption of the original debt was only possible through love. Once your original sin had to be redeemed, once atonement had to be made for it for the sake of God's justice. Otherwise never could the guilty beings get close to God again, which they had voluntarily left and strive towards the abyss. No guilt could remain unatoned for eternity, but endless long time could pass until this act of redemption took place. And this was also the case for eternities past, during which the fallen beings had to endure endless torments and thus also bore the consequences of their guilt of sin, but which nevertheless were not enough for the complete redemption of their guilt. For the beings were no longer able to do so, since the original sin consisted of their opposition to divine love, which resulted in their self-emptying of all love. But a redemption of the guilt was only possible again through the opposite, that love pushed towards eternal love again, but this was no longer present. Once it was sinned against love, and again only love could have accomplished a work of atonement, which outweighed that great guilt of turning away from God. And all once fallen spiritual was devoid of all love and therefore endlessly far away from God as eternal love. From below. Thus from the side of this fallen spiritual, which was in the deep. Therefore an atonement of guilt could not take place, although in the stage as man. After an endless long walk through creation for the purpose of returning to God, a tiny spark of love is given to the being. But its will is still bound by the opponent of God and too weak to break free from its fetters. Therefore help had to be brought to it, which again only love could bring. Love, which was in abundance in a being remaining with God and which caused this being to do the work of atonement for the unhappy, fallen spiritual, which caused it to descend to earth into the dark kingdom of God's adversary and to help weak people to strengthen them through a work of greatest mercy, so that they could then nourish the spark of love within themselves and let it flare up into a bright flame which again pushes towards the fire of eternal love and can unite with it again. Hence the guilt of sin had to be redeemed by a being whose love was so powerful that it sacrificed its life for its fallen brothers, that it once descended from the kingdom of light to earth into darkness and that, on another occasion, it waged battle against God's adversary in the midst of this kingdom. That it bought the souls from him with his blood, with his life. That it suffered the sacrificial death on the cross as the human being Jesus and paid the ransom for all those souls which wanted to return to God again and were alone too weak to shake off the adversary. Jesus therefore took the entire sin guilt of all men of the past, present and future on his shoulders, and he has satisfied the justice of God through his death on the cross. His love was so great that the eternal love let itself be satisfied with it and cancelled the great original sin for the sake of the love of one man. And he again accepts everyone who approaches Jesus for forgiveness of his guilt, who asks him to give him power to carry out the return to God, who makes use of the favors of the work of redemption, which the man Jesus has acquired through his death on the cross. You men would never have been able to accomplish this return to God because the immense burden of debt did not enable you to ascend and because you were devoid of all love. But only love could restore the connection with God, and that is why a being of light, which was full of love, had to offer itself to descend to earth. And in this being, which took abode in a human external shell, the eternal love itself could manifest itself. Thus God, as eternal love, was able to completely unite with the soul, which was completely permeated and finally body and soul in a completely spiritualized state also found complete union with God. God himself was able to accomplish the work of salvation in this man Jesus, and the gate was opened again for all those fallen beings who profess Jesus as a human being in earthly life and thereby also acknowledge God himself, who became man in Jesus. Amen.